For many years, cesarean section deliveries have been used for high-risk pregnancies where the life of the mother or baby is at risk, but now the procedure is increasingly being used for women who have never had a C-section before, are not delivering prematurely, or are pregnant with a single child that is properly positioned. Inova Fairfax Hospital in Falls Church has the highest rate of C-sections for low-risk pregnancies in the region, 28%. The Virginia Hospital Center has the second highest rate in the region, 27%. Rates at these two hospitals are so high that they both landed on a top 10 list put together by Consumer Reports, which compiled the data.
It is an alarming trend.
That's Dr. Michelle Davidson, associate professor and coordinator of the PhD nursing program at George Mason University.
You have a much higher maternal mortality and morbidity rate when you perform a C-section versus a normal birth.
Since 1970, C-section deliveries have increased 500%, according to Consumer Reports. Most of that rise was during the 1970s and 1980s, although there's been a new spike since the mid-1990s. Aaron Coy is a member of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. He says the trend is an epidemic.
And I use that word because it's something that is occurring that, in my opinion, we should work to forestall.
That's because C-section deliveries increase risk to women when they have future pregnancies. And although there's some benefit to doctors when it comes to time and money, Coy says there's very little benefit to women.
Maybe if that was lowering the risk of neonatal mortality, that would be a good thing. But we haven't seen that. We haven't seen a dip in the rate of neonatal mortality or morbidity for several decades.
Earlier this year, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and the Society for Maternal-Fetal Medicine published new practice guidelines in an effort to cut back on the number of unnecessary C-sections. Reporting from Alexandria, I'm Michael Pope.